The Spectator magazine combines incisive political analysis with books and arts reviews of unrivaled authority. Subscribe today for just £12 and receive a 12-week subscription in print and online. Plus, we'll give you a £20 Amazon gift voucher, absolutely free. Go to spectator.co.uk/voucher.
Hello and welcome to Table Talk, the Spectator's food and drink podcast. I'm Olivia Potts.
And I'm Laura Prendergast.
And today we are delighted to be joined by Gennaro Contaldo. Gennaro is an Italian chef, cookbook author and TV presenter, as well as being known as Jamie Oliver's mentor and Antonio Carluccio's travel partner on the travel show Two Greedy Italians. Gennaro, welcome to Table Talk.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited also to be on the Table Talk, also for my new book.
Oh, Gennaro, we're delighted to have you. Thank you. We always start this podcast in the same place. We ask our guests what their earliest memories of food are. What are your earliest memories?
Oh my God, there's so many memories. You see, I was born in Amalfi Coast, a small village in Amalfi Coast, which is called Minori. And all my early memory always to do with season, everything which is come out first in seasons. There was a joy, there was a celebration. I never forget when the cherries started coming out at the end of May and June. That is just for the fruit. And just to taste all this beautiful fruit. But also all the lovely vegetables that used to come out, which we call them a vegetable. In Italy, we call them a verdure. You know, the first broad beans, which is every season a feast of broad beans. You know, you find that lovely, you know, my mom, she used to give me lots and lots of broad beans to pod it out and cook some lovely fish, what we call them a primizia. Primizia means everything which has come out first thing in season, in spring. In spring, there is no many vegetable, but the few there are, they're so good. And then you couldn't wait when the asparagus were out. The asparagus in England always, that 23rd of April is St. George's Day. When I go collected mushrooms, St. George's mushrooms in England, they're always there. In Italy, those beautiful wild asparagus, you just go out in a bag up to the mountains, you know, in a field, they collect all the wild asparagus. There was such a joy, such a celebration. And so it's so good when we cook it.
And did you realise when you were growing up how amazing it was to be surrounded by this kind of produce, or did you just imagine that everyone had this sort of setup?
Well, you see, I knew then we celebrated, we made a big feast, almost everything, like the daily bread. We thank you for everything. But I didn't know that I was around with so much. It was just ordinary for me, you know, collecting wild rockets all around. There was all around you with the wild rocket. And, you know, all those beautiful wild herbs my mother used to get for me. The first carrots used to come out, I'll never forget. My mother always used to bring some beautiful carrots. I didn't know that was just there. And every year, again, season after season, because a month later, the season changed. Something else will come out. And then again, the change again, something else has come out. And then August, summer, it was incredible. There was a lot of stuff out. But then you go in the autumns. When the autumns come out, there was an explosion of verdure, vegetable, almost everything. You don't know where you had to get it from, you know. But it tasted good because everything was tasting season.
And Gennaro, at a very young age, you started working in local restaurants along the Amalfi Coast. Was that where you and when you decided you wanted to work in the world of food?
I have to tell you a story. That is a funny story, which I'm telling you. My father had the shop of linen. So, you know, if you wanted to have a suit made, you would go to my father and my mother in the shop. You buy the cloth. You know, all the bed sheets and everything else. And so you bring to the island and make suits. Also, my father, on top of the hill of the Amalfi Coast, it was full of mountains. I used to have a customer everywhere. So I used to go around to see the customers. And one day my mother was busy inside the shop. So my father said, all right, you come with me. I must have been at the age of 10. So he stopped the next village, which is only a kilometer away, to his friend Alfonso. And he said, if he could look after me, because where he had to go, he had to walk. So I was too small. He said, ah, you get tired. So stay with Alfonso in a restaurant. And I liked it because he was the chef and the owner. And I looked at everything. And I used to really enjoy that. My father said, all right, I'm going to pick you up this afternoon. He did pick me up in the afternoon, but it was 3 years later. This is what I call mature slavery now. It's not like, because I liked it so much, then I asked if I can actually go in restaurants and give my hands now and again. So I accepted it, said yes. So every time I finish, in the summer when I had no school, the school played a very, very little part for me. So I used to go in restaurants and the chef used to show me what to cook. I never was allowed to cook anything. I stayed there nearly 3 years. My job was go in the yard and pick up a chicken. Go there is rabbits. Or make sure that the where keep all the food is nice, tied it up. Can you prepare a salad? All these bits and pieces. But then after a year, I was really good. He allowed me to help him. And the love and passion was growing for me. At the age of 13, 14, I thought I was the best chef in the world because I used to do those local dishes. It was so simple. But what he actually showed me is the care of everything, having the celebrations of everything. You know, you got the first vegetable and you celebrate and you look after. You do not waste anything at all. And that was to do with the meat and the fish. I never forget. It's, you know, every time the fishmonger, sorry, the fishman used to blow the fish in the restaurants and teach show me what I had to look for the fish. I already knew because I used to go fishing anyway, but I said, look, this was a life in the water. Now this is on the table for us to enjoy. Let us celebrate, not just put them inside the fridge or put them on the side. Let's celebrate and let it cook to the best of our knowledge. And that was for the lamb, and that was for the chicken, and that was all kinds of verdure, which is a vegetable, whatever it comes in season, anything that was in a celebration. And that was the tomato celebration. We really had a go on tomato because they lasted for so long. It was more pure love and care with whatever we find, whatever that was given to us, whatever we were by, we just used to enjoy it. And the respect, had to handle it, the respect, had to cook, that was incredible. Nothing was wasted. Nothing was wasted at all. That was everything put away. And whatever, if you have some extra bits, then you didn't know if we can sell them or not. So what we used to do, we used to preserve it for the winter time. And especially on Christmas, we used to have so many preserved of everything. And we used to enjoy eating. And at the same time, we used to remember. That was collected spring. This was collected summer. This particular man brought this vegetable in this month. And then it was too much. So we preserved. And we used to revive again. And we used to enjoy again everything. Respect and care for everything. I remember when I come in England, I missed so much of the wild rocket. I couldn't find any rocket anywhere. Then I realized it was growing everywhere. It was me with basket full of go around by the field to collect the dandelion, the wild rocket, that God knows all the rest of the stuff. This is why we have a wild rocket in England. At the Neal Street restaurant with Antonio Carluccio, we used to go every afternoon, soon as we finish the service, to collect the wild rocket, not very far from London.
And as you were growing up, you would go hunting with your father and grandfather. Did that affect your outlook on food and produce too?
Oh, yes, because everything was fresh. I used to go hunting with my father. We're three generational hunting. So difficult to shoot something I was with my father at the beginning. I used to be the dog. My father used to shoot perhaps a pigeon, wood pigeons, 20 meters away. And because it was down the valley, there was under, when he dropped, there was 100 meters. So there was running, me and the dog, who they had to find it first. Yes, he does. He did. It taught me then, again, I said, the respect. It taught me as well the freshness of everything. And again, we put the season as well, and everything is seasonal, always tastes better.
And Gennaro, your love of mushrooms is well documented. And
I
think I'm right in saying that's what partly inspired your decision to move to England. Is that correct, that you came here for the mushrooms?
There was one thing which I wrote in the books as well, my first book, Passione. Then my biggest dream, it was to own a Levi jeans and get licensed for a shotgun, because with the jeans you go better hunting, which I did. But the second thought, which I never said, it was to do with wild mushrooms. And the mushrooms, there was almost everywhere. And I was very lucky, because my mother used to know all the best mushrooms to collect it, and used to bring me to foraging. And when I come in England, there was not much competitions. Like they were where I come from, because where I come from, it's not just the sea, but it's the mountain as well. So we used to find this beautiful porcini, beautiful anifangas at the season. The first St. George mushrooms, I couldn't believe it, basket after basket. But then what you do with so many? Well, I used to preserve them quite a lot. Until one day, I met Antonio Carluccio, because he used to have the love and passions of mushrooms. I saw a picture in one of, I can't remember what newspaper it was, but I believe it was maybe The Time or The Telegraph. He's ordered these massive mushrooms. And then he was using a restaurant. So I went out and I collected a massive basket of mushrooms and I brought it to him. And so we became very friends. That was a long time ago, over 35 years ago, because we share same passion on everything. And I started to work with him. I was a chef at the restaurant.
Just going back a step, Gennaro, when you first moved to the UK, that was the first time you'd left Italy. Is that right? How was that transition for you?
Wow. I remember when I left, you know, I was a young boy. And I left and I come in England. It took me 2 days and one night to reach England, London. And then I had a contract in those days. And the only contract I could find that was in a fish and chips shop. And that was not my cooking. You know, I used to see this beautiful fish. And then they had to be put them in batter, this kind of paste, and then fry. And then with the chips, I thought it was crazy. And I see also many people in this particular place there, because you could sit down and they had a tea on a milky coffee with a fish. And I would say, no, you can't. You can't do that. You can't. You can't. There was beautiful fish in those days. Lovely hake and haddock and some scampi as well. There was there. You can't. For me, it wasn't a taboo. But now, if I'm talking about the fish and chips, I will give a Michelin star to fish and chips now, because I understood and I got used to the flavor now. And I love 9 a.m. at 12 a fish and chips. But then I come in England. When I come in England, there was not really much. Everything was difficult, even to find olive oil. I remember I wanted some olive oil and I asked a few people. He said, buy olive oil in a chemist. So I went in the chemist to ask him for olive oil. You know, for me, before I can tell the olive oil I wanted, it took me half an hour. And then at the end, they understood and they're coming out with a little bottle. I tell you, very little. I said, I can't even fry an egg on this one. And I said, no, I'll show up. I want a bottle, you know. I didn't even know what kind of olive oil was. And she told me, I remember there was this old, elderly lady And she said, no, you put inside your ear. I said, no, I don't want that. I want to cook. There was not much. It was enough.
And Gennaro, tell us about your relationship with Jamie Oliver, whom you met through Antonio Carluccio. What were your kind of earliest memories of Jamie Oliver?
Okay. Let me tell you about Jamie Oliver. According to Jamie, Gennaro is my mentor. But Jamie actually was already very talented when he came to work at the New Street restaurant with Carluccio. Let me tell you why. Because Jamie has been in a kitchen before me, because his father and his mother used to have restaurants, and his father used to cook. So one way or the other, he had always worked, you know, with his mom, used to go see his father in the kitchen. So he grown up in a kitchen, and he was a very talented of what he was doing. I show him the Italian way. I show him the passions of a food, which already he had it already. He understood this is why I said the passion of food, the season on food, the vegetables, you know, all this new trend that come in England, which in Italy and many other countries was already old. So they come along, you know, and so we become a very, very close friend because he wanted to work very early hour with me. As I was the chef at the New Street restaurant, the right hands of Antonio in those days, wherever he went filming, I went with him filming. So he walked one morning and he looked for a job. But I thought he wanted to have a work experience. I didn't know he wanted a full job. Anyway, we took him and he was good to what he was doing, but he was not happy because he wanted to work with me all the way through. Because when he left the college, one of his friends said, if you want to learn how to cook Italian, you have to go to New Street restaurant, Antonio Carluccio, there is a chef called Gennaro Contaldo. If you ask him, if you get me a job there, you will learn the Italian way. So we took Jamie, and Jamie was good. But there was a very close relationship. Then I looked at him because he was following me, asking me Andrew's question. And I stand back a little bit. I said, I'm always wanted somebody to give all my knowledge I have of Italian food. I hardly find anyone. And this young boy really wanted it. Let's give them all to him. This is whatever I was doing, it was there. And it was taking in almost everything. And he really enjoyed. I saw in this very early in the morning, it was finished nearly 1 o'clock, 5 o'clock, he used to come back in a restaurant because I was there early and we used to work in today. In those few hours every morning, we create again this relationship as a friend, as father and son. And we never moved away from there. And we still do now the suck, like they say. I tried to adopt him. The Italian embassy gave him what he called a cavalier is knighted, Jamie and myself. And when they knighted Jamie and myself, a big ceremony we had and everything. And I asked if I can adopt him and maybe adopted him in a sense, you know, to be more close. Of course, we asked him a father and mother, you know, because Trevor's good friend and Sally, she's good friend, you know. It's just because I even want him to get an Italian passport. He loves it so much. I said, okay, we try. If I can adopt you, well, you can. So I'm still trying out.
And Gennaro, does the relationship go both ways? Does he now teach you lots of things as well? Or how does that work?
Oh, yes, the relationship. Oh, yeah. Well, before, Jamie used to learn from me. Now I'm learning from him. And you can see we do it. Always when we're doing a shot together, we got everything prepared. You know, they all put it there on the stand, things to cook. When me and him walk in, we always do completely different what we actually supposed to do. We look at one each other and say, let's do it. Let's go. We are very close and extremely close. We are extremely, extremely close.
And Gennaro, over the time that you have been cooking and writing about Italian food whilst working in the UK, how has England's attitude to Italian food changed?
Increase it. Increase more, more and more. I see more, more and more. Any part of England, you go in, there is always Italian restaurants, there's always cafe, Italian cafe, and so and so and so and so. They do love. Also, people are traveling more all over Europe, all over the world. You know, they go in Italy, they eat something. When they come back in England, they want to eat them again because they love it. It's the simplicity of Italian food. Is what you see, this is what you eat. There is no complication in Italian food. You want to taste the vegetable, the you cook, this is what you taste it. You want to taste the fish, and then you taste the fish. We don't not bombarding with so many sauces. You know, it's quick to make lovely tomato sauce with a spaghetti or penne or whatever. You can make arrabbiata, carbonara, so and so and so. Simplicity. It's Italian food is simplicity. What you see, this is what you eat.
You know, when you're at home cooking for yourself, what do you tend to gravitate towards?
I love everything. I love everything when I go home. I just love pasta. We cook all the fish, meat, lot of vegetable. Yes, yes, indeed, we do. Not because I have a book of vegetable, but lot of vegetable. Whatever we find it, whatever vegetable coming in, we always cook with the pasta. Or perhaps you just have a plain or like a salad, bit of squeezing a lemon, drizzle of olive oil, a bit of salt, a bit of chili, hallelujah.
Do you know, what for you is comfort food? What would you cook if you wanted something kind of very comforting to eat?
Whatever there is, again, whatever there is in season. What I would like it. You see, for me, this time of the year, you know what I really like? I like pasta. Lovely chickpea. And pasta cooked slowly. Carrots, celery, and onions, or olive oil. You can buy now some beautiful pre-cooked chickpeas. You just empty the jar, bit of stock inside, good vegetable stock. We're talking about always vegetable stock. Stir it, and then let it cook for about 10 minutes. Then you put some small pasta inside. Keep stirring, the pasta grabbed all the flavor and everything. Inside they become really thick. Put them on a plate. There is no extra virgin olive oil. Cause me the parmesan. Mamma mia, what a joy. That is comfort food.
And what about desserts? Do you have a sweet tooth?
Yes, indeed. Indeed. I think everybody have a sweet tooth. Anything. So any kind of vegetable, but you know, do use apples. You know, I like apple tart, which I love it. That is fruit, but it's all part of the nature. The apple crumb on, I love it.
And Gennaro, just to finish, we always ask the same question. What would be your ultimate meal? If you could have just one meal, what would you choose?
Wow, my ultimate meal, what I will choose it. So much. Now you put them in a spot. Because there's so many. My Auntie Maria ragu, my mom vegetable risotto, which with potato, carrots, and celery, or just a lovely winter vegetable soup.
Gennaro, thank you very much for joining us on Table Talk.